Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com. Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
Soft robots acquire origami skeletons for super strength, by Matt Simon. I can't sit here and promise you that the robot apocalypse isn't coming, that the machines won't eventually rise up and overthrow their makers. But what I can promise you is that not all of them will be able to punch you out. Because robots are going soft. Like, literally soft. Controlled with liquid or air instead of traditional motors. It's called soft robotics, naturally, and it's hot at the moment. Problem, though. Without the rigidity and powerful motors of your typical robot, soft robots have been weak. That is, until now. Researchers at the MIT Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory and Harvard's Weiss Institute have developed a new kind of soft robotic muscle inspired by origami and awesomeness. It's essentially a bag filled with air, inside of which is an origami structure that functions as a skeleton. By pumping air in and out, the researchers can get the muscle to lift 1,000 times its own weight. By comparison, a more traditional robot arm like the super popular UR-10, which weighs in at 64 pounds, can lift a third of its weight. That's really amazing. If you think about it, you lift 1,000 times more than what you weigh, says roboticist Daniela Roos of MIT CSAIL. So we think that this will be really transformational for how we use soft robots in manufacturing, in homes, in everyday life. The secret is that skeleton. Without it, you could get a soft robotic muscle to contract, sure. Think Baymax from Big Hero 6, who can deflate and squeeze through windows. But in reality, a soft robot like that wouldn't be very strong. The skeleton gives you both strength and the ability to start messing with how the muscle moves. So, for instance, if you want to do a straight up lifting motion, an accordion-style skeleton might work best. But you might also 3D print other origami shapes to execute other maneuvers. Through those different patterns, we're able to actuate rotational motions or twisting motions, Roos says. You could then also combine these different muscles as modules to form a more complicated robot, like the one at the top of the story. The fingers bend inward to grasp the tire, while the stem contracts upwards to lift. The beauty of this kind of system is its literal and figurative flexibility. Just as you could combine different muscles, you could work with different materials for the skin. So you'd use silicone, for instance, to resist heat, but you could also use materials that dissolve in water to make a disposable aquatic robot. Soft robots would get along with humans better, which means robots will collaborate with us, not outright steal our jobs. Sure, they'll be extremely strong, but they'll also be extremely sensitive. Robotic arms like the UR-10 I mentioned earlier already stop if they make contact with a human and expect the softies to do the same. So the soft robots of the near future will combine brawn and gentleness, making them even safer than hard devices, like Andre the Giant, only with fewer sideburns. The next step? Making a soft robotic elephant. Scaled down, of course. I like the elephant trunk because it's such a sophisticated manipulation mechanism, Roos says. Let's also get a robotic avatar of Andre the Giant while we're at it. Maybe Andre riding an elephant. Yeah, there we go.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now.
We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that overdelivers. Chubb overdelivers.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.